Welcome back, humans. Yeah, we went to Gem and Jam. That shit was fun as fuck, honestly. Gem and Jam's kind of an interesting festival all by itself because happens in the city of Tucson. So, it's almost as if there's like two separate shows happening. So, like, music festival, wokeness, camping, other side of that festival, gems, rocks. I'm really taking a blank on everything else. Minerals? Yeah, I guess that's fucking one too. Will say, if you're looking to do the gem and mineral show, do your fucking research. Because we went to a show. It was a show. It was a wholesaler show, so, you know, it was kind of like shopping for a store you didn't own, but still fun nonetheless. Last week I did bring you a whole, like, bringing an extrovert to a show, because me fucking money knows how to rage. This week I do something a little bit different. I bring one of my dearest and nearest friends of, like, almost a decade now. So, like, I think there's, like, one homie from high school that might be a little bit longer standing of a, you know, friendship. But I don't know what it is, but, like, females and friends equals, like, sometimes weird territory to go, you know, maneuver around. But anyway, so to save money on a hotel room, an extra night of hotel room, because we were not camping in Tucson in February. But, literally every single person who went said, pack warm clothes for camping. If you return to Gem and Jam next year, like hopefully we will, I hope you bring warm clothes, because your girl ain't fucking camping. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's February, maybe it's the desert, I'm not sure. But, I'm cool with glamping. And we glamped. It was fun. My friend, she's been married for 8 years now. And she is awesome. I love her. She had never been to a music festival before without her significant other. So I feel like there was definitely some, like, adjusting around. But also, shout the fuck out, Gem and Jam. It was my first official press pass that had gone through. So I was, nervous, you know, the kind of thing when you, like, first start something, it's just kind of playing in the back of your head, like, don't fuck this up! You wanna come back, you dumb bitch! Well, that was 100% me. Like, the first night we got there, we did not stay till the end, because we left at 1 in the morning the night before, so our Friday was, like, a really fucking long Friday, but it was still cool. We got to catch the end of late night radio set, which was amazing because it was sunset and it was just magnificence in and of its very core. I will say with the press pass though, your girl was kind of walking around like, I don't want to step on toes. I'm sorry I'm existing in your space. But I swear this pass says I can't be here. So like, how the fuck do I do it? Yeah, sorry, I just had a, like, mind blank there for a second, but, I hope you guys enjoy.
How we feeling about this festival so far?
Really good. I have not been to a festival without, not to sound codependent, but without my partner, ever.
Not me.
So, it's just us, and, oh yeah, she's not my partner, but, you know, we're besties, so.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's nice to have like a girls' weekend and then just go have fun, you know, yes. Listen to really good music and eat really good food, which most of the vendors have vegan options, which is super cool.
Did we like the vendors from what did we do? Tater tots
and yeah, fuck, I forget the name. Am I allowed to swear?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh no, it's specifically explicit. No.
We got tater tots and then we got a nacho fish tacos, which we got nachos.
Kind of a long
nachos.
Name.
Nachos. Yeah. Yeah.
They were okay.
They were not properly executed, but the flavor was great.
Says the God, lady that's sounds, been in a kitchen.
I know. I sound so terrible right now. I sound so like, I don't know.
Terrible, dude.
No, it's been great though. Short and story long, it's been a great weekend.
Hell yes. What was your favorite set of last night? Even though we were both tired as fuck because we flew in last night. Or drove in. Wow.
Honestly, I wish I had seen more of Late Night Radio.
True.
That was like the first guy that we kind of saw
a little bit of.
We caught the end of that.
But it was a sunset, really too. Good.
Yeah.
That was magical.
And to be fair, we had just driven in 13 and a half hours, I think. And then we went almost straight to the festival. Like, we got to the hotel, put all our shit in the room, went straight to the festival. And Late Night Radio was, like, just, you know, finishing up his set.
Yeah.
And that was really good. Emancipator was really good.
Mm-hmm.
That was, like, super trippy and dreamy and, yeah.
Yeah. I really liked Raven Scoon, too. He was more wubby, but I don't think I've ever really seen him before. He was the one inside.
Okay. Since I was confused about the names of the stages, I didn't know who some people were that we were watching, I'll be honest.
Same.
The motet is super funky and groovy,
yes.
And we watched a few of their songs and then left, but,
And their keyboard player is really hot, so if you watch it.
Yes.
Just saying.
I was super into the other keyboard player. Like, he was, like, the synth guy. And
yeah!
Also kind of a keyboard man, and
yeah.
I was like, oh, hi. If anyone knows who Mr. Ballin is on YouTube, he kind of looks like Mr. Ballin, at least from afar. So, full disclosure, I think Mr. Ballin's really hot. But anyway, yeah, it's been a great weekend.
Yes, and we've been getting coffee.
Drinking our coffees.
Yes.
The Bucks, you know.
But we're going to get festival coffee. Cause
we're going to support the locals, don't worry.
It's there. And we'll show you pictures of the gem show.
We're from Denver. God.
That's true. And it fucking shows in Tucson. But, you know, whatever.
Yes. Yeah. It's been a great weekend.
Yes. Yes, it has.
The great festival weekend definitely continued. Oh, man. I did some embarrassing shit, guys. And just to shed a little light into it, I tried to set up an interview, and I hope he still comes on the show after I tell this story, but I muffed his name up a lot. Like, I thought his name was James, right? Not Jansen, right? So, I don't really think it matters, because I was the one who, being an idiot, fucking up his name, but I, like, made questions and sent it to this man, even with questions or like a kind of sort of joke about like a famous artist having the same name. It was definitely a like insert foot in mouth here kind of moment, but it was really cool seeing other familiar faces at Gem and Jam this year. We saw he's a local guy from Westminster, and he goes by Barefruit Designs, and he has some pretty trippy stuff. I bought a jacket by Manic Focus. It's fucking sick. You should check his stuff out. I think he has an Instagram, and it goes by that. I'm really bad at remembering the details, but, it was wild. The second day I got more into the whole, like, let me actually go use my press pass and take pictures of things like I wanted to. And I did, so that's pretty fucking cool. But, like, huh, it was quite a afternoon, seeing someone who arrived early for a surprise visit at Jem and Jam. Huh, trying to keep that shit to myself. It was wild. I was like, ah, man, I can't say why, but like, oh, man. No, I didn't say anything. I swear. Please don't sue me. No, it was really fun watching Abby come out of her shell this, like, last night, more or less. Like, I was honestly pretty worried bringing my friend who, like, mostly goes to shows with her husband kind of thing, and then, like, having a press pass on top of that, so, like, pretty much like, hey, can you stay here while I go do a lap in this, like, room full of crowded people? And, she handled it like a pro, honestly. Like, I was impressed. And she was sober, so I was like, you're doing way better than I'm doing, sweetheart. Oh, man. I don't know. It's, it was definitely fun to, hanging out with a female who, doesn't go out without her significant others. You know what I mean? Like, I love her, but we got typical female treatment, and I think my dear friend forgot about that. And it was really funny to watch, honestly. I loved it. It was entertaining. I don't know why. Like, there was some guy almost met us to the door at, like, in a Walmart. Yeah, it was a Walmart. That makes sense. We beat him to the door, and he, like, or no, he beat us to the door. Fuck. Messed that one up. Oh, well. And it was just a, like, you could cut the awkward tension in a room. But I also kind of feel like, you know, post the pandemic, everyone has social anxiety because, like, we were all inside for, like, 2 years. And, like, we're kind of told, like, the world's on fire and it's all gonna end. Thank God it didn't. Yet, I guess. Oh, that's a little scarier of a thought. But, it was a fun show. How did you like Jem and Jam?
Going to a festival, for the first time, like, without my husband and with my friend, was really fun. It kind of taught me to be a little more, like, adventurous, in places that I really know nobody other than one person. I met a bunch of cool people, had nice conversations, with people that I'll probably never see again, ate some great food, and then got super sick afterwards. I'm told it's called Wook Flu. So that was interesting. But yeah, I loved it a lot more than I thought I would. I don't know. I just kind of get in my head about those types of things and get really anxious about leaving home. But it was such a great experience. I had so much fun.
I think we can all relate to getting in our heads and getting anxious about things. I know I sure as fuck can. I'm, like, still honestly trying to figure out if I'm an extrovert or introvert, guys, because I feel like I have both tendencies, and I don't know what that's called. Dude, that'd be so cool if it's that new, like, neurodivergent or whatever kind of thing. Or, like, oh, man. Is that the fancier way of saying autistic nowadays? I don't know, because, like, it's a spectrum. I feel like I have tendencies, but I don't. Ooh, high thoughts to think about, you know what I mean? What would you say your best advice would be for going to a festival as an introvert and like not being by yourself the whole time, but like a good majority of the time I was doing rounds because I was geeking out about pictures left and right, y'all. It was a fun blast, you know?
Advice that I would give to fellow introverts. I like to think that I'm an extroverted introvert, like I know how to be social, in situations that force me to be. I mean, I guess what I would say is just, I don't know, just like be yourself. Don't force yourself to be someone you're not. Like for me, you know, I'm not super into like doing drugs. I was probably the only sober person at the festival, and that's totally cool with me. I mean, apart from smoking weed, I love smoking weed, but like that doesn't really count. Yeah, I just be yourself and, you know, do what makes you comfortable, do what makes you happy, and don't force yourself to be someone you're not. Ultimately, being yourself is the best thing that you can possibly do in any situation because it's okay, you know? Being yourself is amazing, and embracing who you are, embracing your individuality, is one of the most amazing things in life, you know? And it allows people to know you know? And that is a special gift.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why we love Abby. You know, give it up for her, you know? She'll probably be on for a later show because getting consistent guests booked is harder than it looks, y'all. Like, it's that, and like, I like the whole idea of a space cast and learning about things, but some people, you know, post-pandemic, it's a little cringe. And I get it, but I'm still, like, you know. Working on the comedy stuff, you know, attempting to be funny. Fuck, and I just like had a brain high space moment. Oh well. Yes, I hope to have Mr. Jansen Wright on the show soon. He's doing super cool things with Dirtwire and also Kevin from Barefruit Designs. He's pretty dope too, so I hope to have them on a future episode. But catch me next week. I don't know what we'll talk about, but it could be fun. Who knows?